We now learn that the inert British police have a new tool, so-called community resolution. All you have to do is admit you did it and say you're sorry. That's it. According to the Daily Mirror, 870 sex offenders have been the beneficiaries of community resolution. They said they were sorry about the rape, and the police said, thanks, mate, that's all we need. The sorry card applies not only to rape of grown-ups, but to child rape. Durham, Cheshire and Nottinghamshire constabularies use community resolution for the rapes of girls under 13. Norfolk did likewise for the rape of a young boy. The biggest use of community resolution, 78 cases, was by South Yorkshire Police. That's right, the fellas who turned a blind eye to Rotherham's so-called grooming gangs, decade in, decade out. And you know, South Yorkshire Police have actually said to us that none of these community resolutions under their aegis was for rape, but they've declined to answer what they actually were for. We've tried to get an answer. We're going to keep trying to get an answer out of them on that. You know the best part, though, about admitting to raping a 12-year-old girl or a 7-year-old boy under this system? You don't get a criminal record. Hallelujah! Pop the champagne! Break out the cake! Oh, no, sorry, wait, that one the coppers take seriously. Let me know what you think, GBviews at gbnews.uk, or you can Twitter me at GBnews. Why do we cover these stories? Because someone has to. 4 years ago, the Telford grooming gang scandal broke. The mass chronic sex slavery of young white girls by mostly Muslim men of mostly Pakistani origin was too painful for our national broadcaster, the one that you pay for. So it wasn't on the BBC News homepage or the BBC UK homepage or the BBC England homepage or even the BBC Shropshire homepage. Although in fairness, after 36 hours of negative online comments, someone from BBC Radio Shropshire managed to file a report on the subject that you'd be forgiven for not spotting because it got less prominence on